Hey friends, quick announcement before today's episode, and this one is specifically for the wedding and portrait photographers listening, especially if you have big goals for your business, big vision and dreams surrounding your business, and you're ready to take those next steps towards making that a reality. I am thrilled to share that I have some openings available to work together inside Accelerator Coaching, which is my one-on-one business coaching model that I designed specifically to help you, the photographer, turn your passion and creativity into a thriving and profitable business while also maintaining a fulfilling personal life. Because I really believe that you can grow a business that you love without having to take away from the people that you love. I have helped hundreds of photographers get out of their own heads, break through to the next level in business and income through this exact coaching model. If you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, yes, it is time for me to step into my next season of business, one where I am thriving and profitable, and you're curious about getting more information about working together, I want to invite you to book a free consultation call. You can simply go down to the show notes and hit the link, or you can head to joymichelle.co/coaching. Let's chat about turning your goals into some clear plans where I can support you along the way. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hear about your business and share more about how we can work together inside Accelerator Coaching. Welcome back to the Called to Both podcast. Today's episode is a time-saving organizational hack that has to do with your phone, your images, your photos, social media, and I'm just going to give you my system. I didn't think there was anything special about this system, to be honest, but I shared it with a friend the other day, and she said, this needs to be its own podcast episode. She was like, this is not how I do it. I am wasting so much time looking for images when I'm trying to post to social media. I do not have a system at all. This needs to be an episode. And I was like, say no more. This is perfect. So if you have ever found yourself scrolling and scrolling and scrolling through your phone, looking for an image to just, you know, you're going through pictures of your kids, your dog, whatever, only to give up, this is your episode. You know that picture is somewhere in your camera roll, but you do not know where. And it's taking you so much more time than it needs to post on social media. So I have a very simple folder system on my phone that I want to share with you that I think you could make your own to make it so much faster for you to post on social media. But also, I think you're going to end up being more consistent because you're going to have the images at your fingertips when you feel inclined to post. Hello, and welcome to the Called to Both podcast. I'm your host, Joy Michelle, and you're in the right place if you're ready to grow your business while also being the intentional and present mom you want to be. This show will leave you feeling inspired, equipped with tangible tips, and encouraged to go after your own version of being called to both. Let's dive in. Hey there, creative. I'm jumping into this episode with a quick message for you. If you've ever dreamed of being a guest on podcasts, collaborating with influencers, or maybe you want to speak at an upcoming summit or conference, but you're just not sure how to actually make that happen, I want to tell you it actually starts with the perfect pitch. And that is exactly what Pitch Power email templates provide, a foolproof way to go after the thing that you want. Not only will you get access to 11 pre-written email templates ready to go to plug and play and pitch, but you will also get a masterclass training where I share the 5 crucial elements of effective pitching. Head over to joymichelle.co/pitchpower to grab your templates now. Take the guesswork out of pitching and join me inside Pitch Power Templates today. So these are the 5 folders that you need to get organized for faster social media posting. Okay, the first folder that you need is a folder with your headshots and your branding photos. So the photos of you, you in action, doing what you do. Maybe it's behind the scenes. Maybe it's like with your clients or whatever it looks like, okay? So we need those gorgeous headshots of you and your branding photos. You might also put some stock images in here, but that's optional, okay? I like to get all of my headshots export them on like low res so that they are ready for just like the social media. They don't need to be ready for print or anything crazy. And I airdrop them to my phone and then I save them into this folder immediately. So instead of going to my camera roll, my entire camera roll with tens of thousands of images, I just go to that folder named Headshots 2023 and like the name of the studio where I got them done. That is going to save me so much time. So whether I'm in stories, whether I need this for any reason, and I might say like, you know, I just want to post a questions box, or I just want to share, you know, a random branded photo of me to talk about something recent that I've been up to in my business. This is going to be where I go. I'm going to go to my headshots folder. The second folder that you need is a folder with your logo files or your brand files in PNG format. So I want that transparent background. I have my podcast logo, my main business logo, an alternate logo, any products or courses that have logos. Like I have Hobby to Pro Toolkit and the PhotoBoss method, and like PhotoBoss is its own brand. So all of my brands and all my businesses, I have all those logos saved in my phone. Because what's really cool is you can just slap this on top of literally anything, like a photo, a video. Like you could just take a picture wherever you are in your actual real life and then add that logo, and then it looks more refined. Like immediately it just like takes it to the next level. So having those files in a folder, super helpful. The third folder is a testimonials and social proof folder. This is where every time someone's like, oh my gosh, we're so happy we went with you, we're so happy we booked with you, you take that screenshot, you save it immediately to that testimonials folder, immediately. And then you put it in the folder with the correct name and that you have it. That way, when you're ready to do some promotion, you wanna talk about places you've been published or publications that you've been featured in or awards you've won, like whatever you've gathered in the form of social proof, you start putting it in that folder and it becomes this really cool collection of ways that you can kind of brag on yourself without actually bragging on yourself, because sometimes it's just someone else saying that you're awesome. So I like to have a social proof folder as well. Another one that I like to have is like a video stock folder. So vertical video that is just ready to go. So anytime you're creating, like you might be batch creating content, you might have some like clips of you typing, sitting at your computer, doing, you know, edits or behind the scenes or whatever it might look like, right? Those would be perfect to put in a stock video folder, because you could add that to a reel, you could put it in your stories, you could post it to your feed, like whatever it might look like. It's so helpful to just have that extra video stock stuff ready to go. I'm actually like in the process of filming like a whole like set time of like, oh, I need some stock of me like just doing household tasks or on a coaching call or like filling, like I have a list going. And as soon as I get that, I'm just going to go ahead and put that in the video stock folder. Now, the fifth folder that you need is a portfolio folder. So this is a folder where you have your work. This could be your photos. This is your portfolio. This is the thing that you create that you really want to make sure that you constantly are showcasing the best of the best of your work when you do like a Q&A or a background for a testimonial, right? Like that way in your phone, you could actually create way more compelling graphics because you have gorgeous images, you have gorgeous video, you have all your files, your logos, everything is there. So if somebody DMs you and they say something really complimentary about working with you, it's a past client, they're so thrilled. They're like, I'm gonna tell, shout it from the rooftops, I loved working with you. You could get their permission, screenshot that and share it right in the moment on top of a gorgeous image. And that is a really compelling piece of content. It's like way more interesting than just a plain screenshot, but you were able to do it quickly and efficiently right in your phone without leaving. So I think at the same time, you might be updating your website. You might be getting new headshots for your website, thinking about the colors for your website, thinking about the logos. This is the perfect time to create these five folders that you need in your phone and make sure that you also have it on the go. That way you're always with your phone. You can always post something that will feel on brand, that won't take a year and a half to put together, and that you are really proud of. Another option here is to have like your brand colors somewhere in here, like maybe in the logo folder, you could put some of your brand colors. So if you're super picky about color and you want to paste that into your story and then use the dropper tool to like match your text, and then you can just get rid of the picture after. I know a lot of people do this to get the exact brand color and then they don't have to leave. You don't have to go over to Canva. You don't have to create it somewhere else and then bring it in. Okay, so quick recap, the five folders are a headshot and brand photos. Those are the pictures of you, folder of that. Logo file folder, testimonials and social proof folder, stock video folder, even if that stock video is video that you've created, just behind the scenes of you working. And then finally, your portfolio folder. This is all your work. This is the stuff you want to have on hand, the best of the best. And as you're updating your website, you should also be updating the portfolio folder on your phone. All right, so go make your folders. Name them accordingly. Name them something helpful and start filling them up. Do the 30 minutes to an hour of organizing today, and it will seriously benefit you for months, if not years. Sometimes I'm still using headshots from years prior, and I'm so thankful that I put them into a nice little folder on my phone and named them accordingly. So anyway, that's our quick episode here for today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you know somebody that would benefit from a little phone folder organization episode, please share this episode with them. I would appreciate it so much, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please help me get the word out about the Call to Both podcast by taking a screenshot of this episode right now and sharing it on your social media. I would also appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave me a 5-star review. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode.